Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. You are on tonight with three of our hosts so far. Jerry's traveling, so you're on with Glenn. How are you, Glenn?
I am great.
You are great. Are you dry? Is New York dry?
I am dry. I am on track for 2012.
Okay.
For the month.
Okay. All right. And joining Glenn is Gio from Atlanta. Is Atlanta dry?
Yes, yes, yes. And I am on track and I am in my vision.
Okay. Well, I am on track and I am in my vision and it's snowing. Okay. And we have 6 inches of snow in Chicago. And I'm Henrietta Bird and the three of us are going to serve you. Jerry will probably join us later or either in the oxygen room. And we welcome you to the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. And we are excited about doing the work, our vision work. And before we get started, because tonight's show is about projects, and we want everyone to call in and share your projects. And let's see if you're on track, because remember, we stated our visions. We stated those things that we have allowed to keep us from realizing our vision, that we are no longer going to allow to stop us. And this week, we're going to start projects that we're working on to have that vision realized in 2012. So before we do that, as we start everything with the International Black Summit, we ask you to listen carefully as the declaration is being generated by Glenn.
Thank you, Henrietta. The declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There's nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. Sunday, January 22nd, 2012, New York City. Above, below, within, north, south, east, west. A moment of silence, please. Thank you. Thank you, Henrietta.
Thank you, Glenn. Well, tonight, like I said, we are making sure that we are on track. And what track are we on? And what track do we want to be on? And if we're not on that track, how do we get back to that track? And we are going to do this tonight in a couple of different ways. We're going to do it by your calls and your sharing We're going to do it by talking about some situations that have occurred currently in the nation. We're going to talk about what it is that you feel you need to do, or we're here to assist. So if there's something that we can do to help you understand what you might need to do, just let us know. So, Glenn, is there anyone online who would like to make a statement at this time?
Well, yes, there is, because I invited Byron Johns to the call because we're going to be talking about projects. So
okay.
Come on the call and talk a little bit about, you know, how do we set up projects and, you know, what is it that we do with projects? Give us a little idea around that. And then we've got another caller out of New Hampshire that's a consistent listener, a quiet listener.
Okay. So before Byron begins with the project...
Before I do that, I wanted to just do the Kwanzaa principle.
Okay.
I create for tonight Kuumba, which is creativity makes use of our creative energies to build and maintain a strong and vibrant community. Kuumba. Okay, so back to you, Henrietta.
Okay, creative energy. That's perfect. That's perfect because when you're working on projects, you certainly do need creative energy. And it's interesting, when I was walking out of church today, a lady stopped me and she said, "Which side of the body is your creative side?" You know, so it's like everybody's, you know, it's like oneness. Everybody's on this creativity and how do I move myself from where I am to where I need to be. Well, let me, Byron, say good evening to you.
Good evening.
And welcome.
Thank you very much.
And you're in California, right?
Yes, I'm in Long Beach, California.
So is it at least raining there? Make me feel better.
Well, sun is going in, so it's getting a little cooler, and it's probably going to be in the 40s
okay.
in a little bit. So if that makes you feel better.
Yeah.
You know.
But, you know, I love the snow. I really do love the snow. It's just not easy to drive in. And, but welcome, and it's good to hear from you. Can I ask you just one question before you share?
Sure.
And it's a question just to join so that the rest of the listeners will know what your vision is. Two questions. One is, what's your vision? And the second one is, if you can identify and share just one thing that may have stopped you from realizing your vision.
Wow. That's a complex question, but my vision is related to really creating contemporary innovative programming and vehicles for people of African descent primarily to be empowered and to bring forth their vision. And one thing that stops me is really just managing all the being caught up in all of the why it can't happen or all of the things that I don't agree with, you know, so that are going on, the lack of integrity, I see. But I take that back to myself, and that's what I'm learning. So I'm finding that a lot of the things that stop us are actually opportunities to grow, you know, when we're on the other side of that. So I hope I answered your question.
No, absolutely you did. Yeah, I just want everyone to hear what your vision is. So thank you. So are you willing, let me ask you what we've asked everyone else, are you willing not to get caught up in those things that you don't agree with.
Well,
let me jump in here. It may not necessarily be that easy, and there is plenty of opportunities for us to be triggered. One of the things that we were actually discussing before we came on air was this whole conversation of Newt Gingrich and accusing President Obama of being a food stamp president. And so, the rhetoric that's being displayed by the opposition at this point in time is very unnerving. And it's meant to have us be unsettled and unfocused.
Well, I think, Obama is a good example of that, because I've rarely seen him, if I've seen him at all, in a moment of being rattled, and he is certainly more than probably we can imagine, but has certainly been facing a tremendous amount of scrutiny, and has what he's inherited has just been horrendous. And there's been a barrage of lying, cheating, and so forth about him. And every day they make it their mission, so that there's a whole lot of negativity about him. But he has stood steadfast on his mission and has a great deal of accomplishments to show. And I think that he's a really good demonstration of leadership in the face of that. And I have gotten my own inspiration from just looking at what he's up against and how he stood so powerfully in the midst of it.
Very good.
Go ahead, Glenn.
Well, I was actually giving it back to you, but I want to say we just wanted to touch on it, because again, we could do a whole show on that conversation.
Right. Right. And also added to one of the wonderful things that Obama has done, which is allowed people to get food stamps because of the economics that was left for the people in the country. Food stamps have helped a lot of people stay at least physically healthy, And the other thing is, I would like to acknowledge President Obama for singing Let's Stay Together, the first line.
Yeah. He did a great job, right?
I can't stop watching it. I keep playing it over and over.
Yeah.
Over and over again. But let's get back to you, Byron, and give us what you brought for us as far as projects are concerned.
Well, what I wanted to talk about, given that you're talking about projects, I work with Glenn actually on them. What we've created is the 90-day enhancement program. And 90 days is often in a corporation, in a business, and in many other areas, people keep track of things by quarters. And the 90-day enhancement program is a support structure that empowers people in bringing forth their vision within a specific period. Often we have ideas, and we're very good at supporting others, but our ideas never get. We're going to do it at some point. We're going to do it this year sometime. We're going to do it at some. But the 90-day program really gets you to come up with a plan, and to the difference between having an idea and a project is a by when date. By when is it going to happen? And in our program, it happens within the 90 days. So we're very specific about what is it that you're out to achieve within this 90-day period, and the structure of the program supports people in doing so. And basically, it's just a weekly call where people engage in a dialogue about their projects. The first couple of weeks is spent on building a project plan, and then the rest of the program is about implementing the program. It's really 15 weeks, which is what a quarter is. And Glenn and I serve as coaches, and we provide assignments and direction and feedback. And we found it to be very effective. And, in fact, this time last year, we were just in the midst of our first program. Since then, we're now on our fourth program, and we'll be beginning a new one at the end of this month, the beginning of February. But it's been very helpful with people beginning their New Year's resolutions and all that, but actually putting some specificity to it and being able to bring forth something tangible. So that's what I have to say about projects for now.
Byron, would you indulge us for and just give us some of the components of a plan when you're putting together a project? So we've got a project. How do we formulate it? How do we get it organized in a way that we can actually manage it?
Well,
overview.
Okay, the project plan is basically comprised of 4 to 5 components. The first one is the objective. What is it that you're out to achieve and by when? And then to fulfill that objective, there may be some goals. There usually are goals that are like milestones towards that objective. So we have objectives, goals, practices, which are things that you do repeatedly to produce a specific result. For instance, if you were looking to get your body in shape, you would go to the gym several times a week and exercise. Or if you don't go to the gym, you still would exercise several times a week to get your body in shape. And then there's action items. And action items are things that you do kind of like one time and that moves you forward. So in the example of the gym, you might purchase a gym membership or you might hire a trainer. If your objective is to get your body in shape by a certain date. As we move through the program, we go on to deal with behaviors and whether you're being generative or defensive. And generative is kind of open and free-flowing and available, and defensive is more like getting stuff done just to say you got it done, which is kind of constricted and not as fluid, and sometimes that's purposeful. So it's comprised of objectives, action items, practices, and goals, and not in that order, but those are the components. And then we look at behaviors. So that's how the plan gets facilitated.
Great, great. Hold on 1 second. We're going to take a station identification. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network coming to you live every Sunday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you'd like some information on our annual event, which is occurring in Birmingham, Alabama, in Bama, love saying that, this year, go to our website, www.blacksummit.org, and you can get the information on what's going on, how to register. We also have a facilitator training that's going on this weekend in Texas. And so there are other events, and we have a social networking site. So please take advantage of it, register yourself, and let us know who you are and what you're up to. And those of you in the chat room, we do have some available lines. So if you want to get in on this project conversation, we invite you to do that. The dial-in number is 646-716-9827. And we've got Mr. Byron Johns on the line as our guest tonight, as well as our hosts, which are Henrietta Bird. We've got Jerry out of Brooklyn, and we've got Jill out of Hotlanta. Back to you, Henrietta.
Okay. So let me just repeat what I heard you say, Byron. You said, and see, I totally went blank. Wait a minute. You said but what you gave us were like steps. And so you have, tell me the first one. Wait, you have action items, which was not the first one. You have...
What do you want to achieve?
Objective, right. You have the objective. You have action items. You have
practices.
And you have...
Goals.
And behavior. Can you look at behavior?
Right. And those are actually components of implementing a project plan, putting together and implementing a project plan. The behaviors focus more on the implementation. The other components focus more on putting together a plan that you can implement successfully.
Okay. So when you sort of look at behavior, are you looking at, is that the person looking at their own behavior, or is this someone else looking at their behavior? Like my objective is to get paid extremely well for what I love to do.
Okay,
and
so
my action item is to start, not to start, but to make, confirm interviews with companies and people who do what I love to do. So confirm interviews with those companies or those people. That's an action item. Then my practice is, would it be to call, I don't know what the practice would be in that example. What would be my practice?
I mean, it could be that you're calling people, so many people per day, or that you are sending out information to those people.
Yeah, sending my resume and that kind of thing.
Could be. It could be that you attend an event or that you find a news source to get, to get in touch with the people that you want to. But one thing that I want to just stress, Henrietta, is the date, because until we got that, we just have a bunch of ideas or we have nothing tangible. So calling people or even when you look at what your objective is to make money, and it's like how much money and by when. So those things will really give you like some very specific, that's where the action items fall out, that's where the practices fall out. If I want to make $30,000 by next month, then that's going to be, that's going to take something. And when we state the by when and what the goal is, then we get what are the action items that I need to do to take on, or the practices that I need to take on that will give me producing that result.
Okay, so what's the difference? And let me add, because you did add a couple of things, the by when date. My by when date is March 1st.
Okay.
Okay.
So let's go back to the objective or the goal or the overall objective, which is the project, which is to generate how much money by March 1st.
I don't want to, it wasn't to generate a certain amount of money. It was to be hired, to be hired.
So you want to get a job?
No, yes, you could call it a job, but I want to have I want to be paid very well for what I love to do, in the field that I'm very good at.
Okay. So it could be, you could say a job or you can say an opportunity. You want to create an opportunity.
Well, a position, like the perfect position, because job kind of has a negative connotation for me.
Okay, so we'll just say it's an opportunity, to create an opportunity that pays you. But I think we need to get specific about the amount of money. Because well could be $36,000, well could be $150,000. It just all depends. And you want to be specific because that's going to determine the kinds of opportunities and where you might look for them.
Right.
You know?
And I do have an amount. I'm not willing to share it though, but I do have a minimum amount.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Great. Okay. Well, all right. So let's say what your objective is clearly. Okay? Let me say it.
My objective is to obtain a position an executive
to obtain an opportunity.
To obtain an opportunity to be paid extremely well for what I love doing.
Okay, so to be paid to obtain an opportunity that pays you extremely well at what mm-hmm. you like doing, and that's a number. We have that. The number is confidential, but you will have a number to that. And then
yeah.
the important part of that is what? By March 1st.
By March 1st, right.
Okay,
by
great.
March 1st, 2012.
So what might be some goals inside of what you're doing? If we look and we say that goals are the things that help support the objective or the project being fulfilled, like milestones on the way. I have some suggestions, but I'd like to hear from you.
Okay, so some of the goals that I set for myself, first I had to, like, go through my mind, my head, and think about everybody that I knew who could refer me to the kinds of companies that I think those opportunities might be available for me. And so that was one thing. So I looked with the people that I knew, I wrote them down, and then I called them. Some of them were actually the owners of the businesses. Some of them were people who knew the owners of the businesses.
Okay, so that would be considered more like action items. You know,
okay.
a goal might be to have so many interviews lined up by February 1st or February 8th or February 15th or so
okay.
many, you know, so many of those potential opportunities or prospective opportunities in line by a certain date. See, that's
okay.
the goal would fulfill that objective. So if you have an interview, there's the possibility that you could land that job. But if you had,
okay.
like, 10 interviews by February 15th, it would increase the likelihood.
I would like to have 3 interviews lined up for the week of February 5th, and I would like to have 3 interviews lined up for the week of February 13th.
Okay. So we're going to take out the like, would like to have. It is because that's what you're going to go for, and it
okay.
is that you will have this number of interviews by this time, which is February 6th or whatever the date was, and then the following week. Those will be goals. Now, what might be some of the practices inside of that?
Okay.
You talked about going through your book as and we said it was an action item, but the practice might be something related to that. But what might be a practice?
To call people that I know in the business and find out what's available, who I might talk to, you know.
Okay, so a practice, again, is something that you repeat over and over again to produce a specific result. It could be every hour, it could be every day, it could be every week. So, So you just want to make it specific. How many people you're going to contact, how many calls you're going to make, or how much time you're going to spend on it, you know,
okay.
every day.
Every day I will call 3 to 5 people.
Okay. Who can
Who can assist me in some form, you know, referrals
okay.
or obtaining information. That
okay, great.
That will help me meet the objective.
Okay, great. So you have the objective, which is to obtain a well-paying position, doing what you like by March 1st. Your goal is to have a certain number of interviews set up by those specific dates. And now your practices are to call people, to call the people on the list that you formulated,
mm-hmm.
to call them and follow up to inquire about opportunities. At least 3 to 5 people a day. And then with that, by when it's starting when, you know, so that's the by when for that. by when will you start that practice?
Okay, I started it already, but
okay.
I'll give today's date. You know, I'll give tomorrow's date.
Tomorrow,
January 23rd.
Okay, great. So to call 3 to 5 people per day, 3 to 5 people who can assist you or can be a resource to you getting these interview opportunities. 3 to 5 people a day, starting by January 23rd. Okay, that's going to be quite a hustle, but that's good. 3 to 5 people. Okay, so now you can see kind of the all of them, because the action item was that you were going to sit down and make that list. You know, the goals we've talked about, which is setting up the interview. That's one. This is only one goal, and then the practice is that. That's just one of them. Now, you asked earlier about behaviors, and it is about your behavior. We're looking at, how do you behave when you're in the situation, or how do you behave? How is it when you get yourself to the practice? Are you kind of like, oh, God, I got to call these people. I don't want to do it. What they're going to say? You know, or are you like, wow, I'm ready to go. I'm going to talk to this one, that one, you know, or someplace in between. Those two might be opposite. And that's when we look at generative or defensive, because you could call the 3 people. You know, you can go, okay, I said I was going to do it, so let me do it. Okay. All right. Hey, so-and-so, I'm calling you because blah, blah, blah. I'm supposed to be doing this. And, you know, that would be a real defensive kind of thing, because you're just doing it to get it off your checklist. A generative one would be a way that you would engage them and actually get them on your team, so that they're looking for opportunities and that they're going to actually look to see what you can provide for them and what they can provide for you. You know, they're going to be looking out, and they might, you know, even give you some while you're on the phone. Like, well, maybe you should call so-and-so, or I know that so-and-so is looking for, or here's my contact here. Definitely he'll hook you up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So the generativeness is, who are you being in the face of all this? And I know you understand what I'm saying because you're with the summit, but that's what we're talking about. Who are you being in implementing your project once you know, put all that stuff down on paper? It's like, okay, doing the 3 to 5 calls, when I get to the phone, are people inspired? Am I inspired? You know? What am I generating? You know, so that's kind of what we now, I've given you like a very, very glossy overview of what we do in the process. To put together a plan, we spend anywhere between 3 to 4 weeks, because people can have up to five projects. But really, to lay out the details, to map it out, to think it through, to brainstorm, to just kind of dump your brain and really set the direction, it's a critical time to think through it. And then the implementation, you don't have to worry about the planning part so much. You just have to follow the plan, you know. And we have 5 different stages in the program. The one that we've just talked about is called creation. It's when you actually formulate what you're going to do and choose, like, these are my up to 5 projects. And many people choose less because it takes a lot to implement 5 projects. With you might just want to work on this one, you know. You might just work on this one project about creating this opportunity. And I invite you, Henrietta, to participate in the 90-Day Enhancement Program. That's a perfect project for the program. You know, nothing else.
Let me break in here. This is International Black Summit Talk Show Network. This is, we come to you live from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard on the airwaves through Blog Talk Radio. We've got a couple listeners in the chat room, if you'd like to jump on this conversation. We've got Byron Johns talking about the 90-Day Enhancement Program and how do you manage and put together projects. The number is 646-716-9827. And we also want to hear from Jill. So, Jill, any questions or anything around projects for you inside your vision for 2012?
Yes, I want to thank you and Byron for the call. I am looking forward to the 90-Day Enhancement Program. And the project. I do have several projects, and one of the projects is the example that I have. If you're making noise, can you please press mute on your phone? We greatly appreciate it. One project that I do have is working with the organization that I've created, and it's called Transforming Our Youth. And with that, I have a list of ideas and concepts, et cetera, that I want to produce. And one is pretty much to connect youth with people as far as mentors, and to connect youth that are in college with internships, to connect with social service agencies if they need someone as a contract to go out and do home studies for foster care. So kind of like a gamut. And it's really a combination of everything that I have done in the last 20-plus years that I've been in the field of social work and nonprofit. So I decided with all the tools that I have learned and over the years that I could turn it into something that could benefit me and become a consultant for agencies that could use my services. So I definitely want to work on that. I started a Facebook page, so it's Transforming Our Youth. And I'm working on a website. I'm working on my pamphlets. And I think what has been holding me back is just me. And I'm getting my own self in the way and just going out and just saying, hey, listen, just marketing myself. It's like, wow, I know I can do this. And it's almost like, you know, like you're afraid of your own success. Like, I know I'm going to blow up. This is going to be awesome. So I'm working on that, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. We've got a couple of callers on. If you'd like to get on the air, press 1, and we'll recognize you and open up your mic and bring you on the air. This is the International Black Summit, and this month our theme for the month is On Track for 2012, and last week we were talking about what's your vision for 2012, and this week we're going to be talking about projects inside of your vision, and next week we're going to be talking about resources for those projects. So if you got any questions, we've got Byron John. John's on the phone from the 90-Day Enhancement Program, and their major function is to put together projects and implement them and get them going. So he's our special guest. He and I work together and do some work together in that area. So if you'd like to get on the call, press 1. We did have Jerry on the call, and he dropped off, so I'm going to jump on. So some of the projects that I'm going to be looking to work on, my vision, as I said last week, was to create a youth leaders, and I'm working with the Youth Leadership Academy that I've launched last weekend. And so my vision is to really have some youth leaders trained so that they can begin to train other youth in the distinctions of the International Black Summit and in the area of being accountable and owning their accountability for their life, and use that as a launching and training point for future youth in the St. Albans, Queens area of New York City. So that's my vision and how I plan to do that. I'm going to have to put together a project plan to implement it. So I have, right now I have a 6-month plan with this training to develop the leaders, and then from there to generate an ongoing leadership program. So one of the things that comes to mind that's very useful is having an actual plan. You know, having a plan together with some dates, and you begin to track it and track the activity as you move forward and implement. So I'm excited about it. I'm excited for 2012. And so that is going to be one of my major projects for this this year. Another project is going to be looking to generate the ongoing income in my real estate business. So that's going to be it. That's another project that I've been worked on. I actually have a plan for, and I need to. And what's missing in that, that we talked about, what was off track, I think the second week, the second Sunday, was me having practices consistent with producing that result. And again, a practice is something that gives you either every hour, every day, or weekly, monthly, to move your projects forward. So what's missing to me has been practices. So I see that I have to be rigorous in creating my practices around that. So that's what I'm working on for this year. So those are the projects inside of my vision for 2012. Again, we've got a couple of listeners that will come on and would like to get on the air. Just press one and they'll recognize you and bring you on. Back to you, Henrietta.
Thanks, Glenn. And you know how sometimes the number one doesn't come through? So maybe, Glenn, we should just do a check with them to see if they want.
So this is 773-996. You're on the air. You have any comments, any that you'd like to share?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, thank you. And we've got 773-780. You're live on the air. Would you like to comment, anything to share around your vision and our projects for 2012? 773-780. Anything? Okay.
I have a question, Glenn.
Yeah, go ahead, Jill.
I was talking to a couple of friends, and one of them mentioned that they have an idea that they want to launch, and they don't particularly share it with anyone because they don't want anyone to steal their idea. And I thought, wow, what a way of holding that. You're not sharing it. You're not speaking it into existence. It's not going out into the universe. So what do you say to people? I mean, I know this. The common thing is to say, you know, don't hold back. You should share. But common sense isn't so common. So what do you say to people that are in that mindset? What would you suggest?
Well, you know, for me, there's something, you're absolutely right, there's something about speaking it into existence. And you can speak a project without giving
your project.
I'm sorry,
Glenn. I can't hear you, Glenn. Someone, could you please put your phone on mute? We can hear a lot of noise in the background. Thank you. Go ahead, Glenn.
Yeah, what I'm saying is that that is very important that you speak your project into existence. And so one of the things that you can do is formulate your project in a way that doesn't give away the secrets of it, but you can talk about it generally. So if I'm, you know, launching, you know, a charter school or something, and I don't necessarily want somebody to know that it's a charter school, so, you know, maybe you're starting a training facility or you're starting a training program or you're, you know, so there's ways that you can still identify it without giving it away necessarily, especially if it's something unique that you think is very marketable. But you can speak it in a way, in a general way, that still has people get an idea of what it is, and you can still begin to generate interest around that project. So that's one of the ways that I would move forward in that conversation, because one of the things that when you look at projects and you look at manifesting projects, one thing is to be clear what that intention is and to speak it. The other thing is to have consistent thoughts with those intentions, and then the third thing is to actively look for the universe to support it. So if you're not speaking it, it's going to be harder for it to get manifest.
Thank you.
The other thing, Jill, if I could, just say something right here about that. The other thing is I would suggest that they get clear about what they want, because many times when you're not willing to share it, it's because you're not clear about it. And when you are in the mindset that someone can take it from you, someone's going to take it from you, because you don't believe it's yours. You don't believe it's yours anyway. See, when you believe that something's yours, you don't hesitate. So, you know, it was like when I was when Byron was interacting with me, and I said I'm unwilling to share the amount. It was for me. It may not be this way for everyone, but for me, it was because I wasn't comfortable with the amount myself. And I need to clear that. You know, I need to be clear. Is that the amount that you're looking for? Is that the amount that you know? Because when he asked that question, that's what was going through my mind. Well, if I say this, you know, what's somebody going to think? You know, all that chatter was still going on in my head about what somebody else might think about it, you know. And so I knew when I said that, I was like, what difference does it make to anybody else you're looking for? Okay. That's what you're looking for. That's what you're looking for. So I have to get clear in my, you know, within myself. So the other thing is, I would say the person can write it down. You know, they can write it down if they don't want to share. They can write it down and affirm it over and over and over again until they are accepting of the idea themselves. Because it could have been, most of the time it is an idea that the universe gives us. And it's so big that we can't believe that God has given it to us. You know, because we don't see ourselves that big. So we talk ourselves out of it because, you know, we've put ourselves in this little bitty box. So I would just say, you know, have the person write it down. Have them speak the objective or the vision over and over and over again until they accept it in their soul and understand that if God gave it to them, God will supply them with everything they need to bring it forth.
Right. All right. Thank you.
Byron, anything you wanted to add to that, or?
Just that, you know, I mean, I'm an ideas person, so I have a million ideas a day, but having an idea and actually bringing it forward really requires some specificity. And I would just say, you know, that the person it could benefit from some support with bringing it forth, you know, and really getting it clear what result they want to produce. And generally with ideas, if I do the idea, if Glenn does the idea, if Henrietta does the idea, if Jill does the idea, it's all going to be manifested differently, you know. And sometimes, you know, it's because it is our vision. I can't manifest Glenn's vision because it's Glenn's vision, and he sees it how he sees it. I'm not so worried about people stealing my ideas because I know what I bring to the mix of that, you know, if it's really about something that I'm competent in and something that I see clearly, then nobody's going to do it the way that I do it. They may do it a different way. But, you know, you can hold on to your thing and be, you know, tight or be defensive about it, or you can get it out. And you know, because in that, instead of having people take it away, you may find a strategic alliance or somebody you can collaborate with or some partners, you know. Or you may actually get to think about it differently, you know, because sometimes we have these great insights, and then we talk to people, and it's kind of like, oh, okay, I never thought about that. You know, it seems so great and wonderful, but then when you – implementation is just a very different thing than conception, you know. And so I just think if you keep it in a conceptual phase, then generally nothing happens. You know, but when you start to put a buy-win and start to put it into action, it, you know, it's a whole different manifestation. And ideas aren't copyrighted anyway, so nobody, you know, they're not protected. You know, it's when you actually have something tangible that you can get a copyright.
And the other thing, you know, we're in a very legal society. If in fact the person was that concerned about it, they should go to an intellectual property lawyer and get it, you know, get it protected before they launch it. I mean, you know, if you really feel that strongly about sharing it. But there's something about you getting clear and speaking it out into the universe that is very, very powerful, that is, you know, that can't necessarily be described, but the power exists in the manifestation of it through the words. So we're saying that all to say, put your projects out there, put your vision out there, stand for what it is that you're up to, speak it into existence, have your friends, your family know about it, so they can stand with you, stand beside you, and you never know how God can impact, and God in the universe impacting the deliverance of that activity, project, your vision. So, this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, coming to you every Sunday, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we're here to have uplifting conversations that are consistent with the Declaration of the International Black Summit. We stand for having your vision be fulfilled, the vision, your personal vision, the vision for the black community and for the world. So we're standing for that as an opportunity, and we wish that you would share and comment and share what you're up to. We've still got a couple lines available that are open up. So if you want to get in on this conversation, 646-716-9827. We're available. Back to you, Henrietta.
Thanks, Glenn. Wanted to bring in just a sidebar for the moment. One of our goals and objectives and practices is that we bring you current events, and you know, we ask that you support the black theater and black movies and African American theater, African American movies. I went to see Tuskegee Airmen this evening, and
Red Tails.
Say it again.
The movie Red Tails.
Yes, Red Tails. And trigger after trigger after trigger after trigger. after trigger, the movie is excellent. Excellent. A lot of African American actors were working in that movie, and I ask that everybody please go and see it. You know, if you can go tonight, so you're in the numbers, you're included in the numbers, and if not, then go next weekend, so that you know we give them the ratings that they need, you know, that first weekend, and it's worth going. There were a lot of families there. You know, a lot of people brought their children, and it was really, you know, it was really, really a good experience. A lot of interesting things that, you know, occurred in the movie. My first trigger, I'll share that because I know we don't have a lot of time, but was the statement that was given by the, it was the U.S. Army. Who released the statement that black people were inferior. And this is the first thing you see on the screen when the movie starts, that black people were inferior, and because of that, they were unable to be you know, to be fighter pilots, to be what, you know, what was needed, to be what all of the other people on their level. And these are men who were high ranking officers in the military. So it's a very good movie to see. That statement, you know, I was like, why would they put that statement right at the beginning? Because it's almost like an affirmation, because you read it. But then you read that it was, you know, then you read who released it. But that would not have been the first thing I showed, because to me, there's some kind of, even in putting that statement out, there's a subliminal message in it. You know, I think I would have found another way to do that. So, but that's just one thing. The movie is excellent. And I really would like for everybody to go and support people. I know there are two people on the line who went to see it, because they went with me to see it. But, you know, and, you know, there's a lot of comparison about the different things, you know, the movie that was made for HBO and this movie, and, you know, and some other things. But there were, you know, there were a lot of triggers. And what I got present to in the movie was how unnecessary war is. You know, how unnecessary it is. Because, I mean, the movie was just about how many people you could kill. You know, how many people. That's, you know, like, that's what war is about. How many people you could kill and what came out of it. You know, like, my question was, okay, they went through all of this. They went through all of that. And what came out of it? And then I thought about, you know, I have two nephews in the military right now, you know, one who might be deployed and one who's not. He's been deployed twice already. So, and I'm just thinking, you know, why? Just for what? And I understand, you know, protecting the country, but I mean the overall reason for it, It just, you know, I was just very present, but I just wanted to throw that in. The movie is excellent. Please go and see it and help, you know, the stats on it. Anybody else have anything?
I just want to thank you for being one of the supporters for that for this weekend, and I would ask also that all of us who do attend make sure that we look at our tickets and make sure that the ticket actually says Red Tails on it, because one of the things that they've done in the industry in the past is sell us a ticket to see our movies, but put another gauge credit to the sale to somebody else.
Right.
So that's something that you just want to always make sure that you do when you attend the movies. You know, the purpose of the International Black Summit is to provide an opportunity for participants to bring to being their vision for the black community and the world. And Henrietta, I hear that Red Tails speaks to the vision that they brought into being as black men in the Air Force. And it certainly doesn't fit your picture of what life should be, but certainly in the context of war, they were inside their vision for the black community in the world. And what I consistently hear with it, and also hear from you, is their commitment to excellence and being the best.
Yeah.
And so I just want to end us on the note of us empowering ourselves and empowering our visions. And certainly one of the conversations in the Declaration is often the conversation of who we are in the media.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and they did that. They also did that. You know,
yes.
And that was one of the things they even spoke to in the movie, about changing what the media was writing about the black soldiers. Yeah.
Correct. So we've got about 3 seconds, so let me just close it out. This is an International Black Summit Talk Show Network. We are here every Sunday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Next week we're going to be continuing the conversation of being on track for 2012, and we're going to be talking about what kind of resources. We had a great conversation on projects tonight, and we can continue that next week with resources. So on that note, thank you. Good night. We love you. Please tune in next week.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.